Before I answer this simple question, I would like to inform you that you're not going to make a dramatic change in your life when you accept Islam. You will not invent anything new. No, you will simply modify what you already have or what you were already born with. You simply are going to revert or going back to the old beliefs that you were born with, and you will act according to them. This is very simple, isn't it? Practically speaking, you will do the following. After deep thinking, of course, and after being convinced of what you heard, you need to do the following in order to prove that you act according to the belief that you have. In 1 minute or less, you will testify that Allah is the only God and the only one who is worthy of being worshipped and followed and obeyed, and He has no associates, no wife, no son, no daughter, no assistant, no father or mother. You need to believe in that all, and you need to spell it out. This is called Shahada, the testimony. And here it sounds like that. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I do testify that there is no one worthy to be worshipped except Almighty Allah. And I do testify that Muhammad, peace be with him, is his last messenger. By declaring these two testimonies, you become a Muslim. And if you do, thank Allah. Thank Almighty Allah who guided you to this truth. Thank Allah because you learned from him the verse that says,
وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Whoever follows any religion except Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. Then after that, you need to learn how to perform and do the other four pillars of Islam. You will learn gradually how to pray or to make salah, because prayer or salat is the most essential pillar in Islam. It is the link between you and Allah, your Lord. It is also the banner of Muslims that clearly distinguishes them from others. And it is the only or one of the ways that purifies your soul from the evil within yourself. Then after a year round, you will pay charity, or you will pay, as it is known, zakat. You will pay it to the poor from the unused money that you have. Remember, from the unused money that you save. But if you earn as many as $1 million a year, for example, and you spend all of it, you pay nothing. You do not find this benefit, for example, in any world system. In some countries like the United States, you pay approximately 30% or more of your annual income. But in the Islamic system, you do not need to pay any charity on the annual income. You pay only on the savings, only 2.5% of the unused money if you save it for a whole year. And above all, this zakah functions as a tool of purification for your soul and your money.
وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة.
And they were not commanded except to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion, inclining to truth, and to establish prayer and to give zakah. And that is the correct religion.
Then, when the month of Ramadan comes, like all the 1.3 billion Muslims, you will fast approximately a whole month from sunrise to sunset.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
You will find it very easy and simple, and also very beneficial for your body, and most importantly, for your soul. It is an actual purification tool for your soul. It is the cure for all the psychological and biological and mental diseases that most people suffer from, because they never do the rituals that come from Almighty Allah. They do not pray, they do not fast, and they do not pay the charity. In other words, they do not purify their own souls in the way that Allah wants them to purify themselves. Therefore, Almighty Allah always reminds us that
وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Whoever follows any religion except Islam, it will never be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. And finally, when you are ready financially and physically and psychologically, when you are capable, you will make once in your lifetime a visit to Mecca in order to perform the fifth pillar of Islam named Hajj, meaning a special visit to Mecca. Remember, it's once in your lifetime, whenever you are capable. Otherwise, you don't need to do it at all. You will have the pleasure of accompanying between 2 to 3 million people performing Hajj, and you will have the pleasure of reciting and repeating what they usually say, لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
Oh Allah, I'm responding to you, to your call. Oh Allah, I'm responding to you. I'm responding to you, and there is no partner with you. I'm responding to you. Truly, all praise is due to you, and all blessings are from you, and all sovereignty and power are due to you, and there is no partner with you. If you do all these five pillars, you are considered a true practicing Muslim.
Allah!
Then let me move to the second portion of this lecture, which is almost brought to humanity by most of the messengers of Allah. For example, it's similar, what you will hear is similar to what is in the Ten Commandments. It basically deals with the major sins that any human being needs to avoid and get rid of them. I'm sure you can get rid of some of them very quickly, and some of them may take some time. But believe me, if you are sincere to Almighty Allah, and you love Him sincerely, and you do your best, He, Almighty Allah, will definitely help and support you, as He promised us by saying,
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا.
And those who strive hard to follow our path and our way, we will definitely help them. And these things that you need to work on are: never ever think of killing a human being, and avoid drinking wine, because in Islam it's considered the mother of all evils. And never treat your parents badly, and never make adultery, and do not try to lie or cheat, and do not backbite or speak badly about others if they are absent. This is briefly the message of Islam that would help you in your life, would help your family, would help your relatives, would help your community, and would help your society, and would help the whole world to live in peace and harmony if each one follows the only message that's left saved from Almighty Allah. It's the last message brought to all humanity and mankind by Muhammad, the last messenger, peace be upon him. And remember that this religion is built upon knowledge. Therefore, I encourage you, and I encourage myself, in order to read more and more about Islam. And when you read, make sure that what you read is correct and authentic. If you are in doubt, leave it out. Remember that your lifespan is very short, so move quickly and be smart and make your choice, and you will see how much happiness you will have in your life. Finally, I ask Almighty Allah, the Most Merciful, to guide us all to the truth and to help us maintain our hearts and keep our hearts on the truth until we die and we meet Him in the hereafter. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا.
Verily, this Quran guides to the most correct path. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. This speech talks about chapter number 78 in the Quran called An-Naba, meaning the news or the tiding. What is that greatest tiding? Is it a storm or an earthquake? Is it a hurricane or a volcano? Is it a war or a calamity? Is it a destructive epidemic or a sweeping flood? What are they asking about? About the greatest news? To me, the question is a sudden blow upon the heedless mind and the unattentive soul. It is a direct warning to the millions of people who are so busy with the life that they forget about the day of resurrection. It is the day that every human being will resurrect from the grave and will be held accountable for all previous deeds, good or bad. So wake up, man. Look around you. Reflect upon your life. This is exactly how I feel when I listen to the first portion of this chapter. Now, let me share with you the translation of the meanings of the words of Allah. First, we will listen to the translation sentence by sentence and line by line, and then I will explain each of them in detail.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
عما يتساءلون
About what are they asking?
عن النبأ العظيم
About the fateful tiding?
الذي هم فيه مختلفون
On which they are at variance
كلا سيعلمون
No, indeed, they shall certainly know
ثم كلا سيعلمون
Again, no, indeed, they shall certainly know
ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا
Have we not spread and leveled the earth
والجبال أوتادا
and made the mountains as pegs
وخلقناكم أزواجا
We created you in pairs
وجعلنا نومكم سباتا
and made your sleep a session of activity
وجعلنا الليل لباسا
We made the night a mantle
وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا
And appointed the day for gaining your living.
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا
We built above you seven heavens, mighty ones.
وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا
And placed therein a blazing lamp.
وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا
We sent down out of the rain clouds water in abundance
لنخرج به حبا ونباتا
By which we bring forth grain and plants
وجنات ألفافا
And gardens thick with trees.
إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا
Fixed is the day of decision.
يَوْمَ يُنفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا
On that day, the trumpet is blown, and you shall come in crowds.
وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا
And heaven is opened and becomes gates.
وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا
And the mountains are set in motion and seem to have been a mirage.
إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا
Hell stands as a vigilant watch guard.
لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا
A home for the tyrants. And the transgressors therein they shall abide for ages
لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا
tasting neither coolness nor any drink
لا حميما وغساقا
save boiling fluid and decaying filth
جزاء وفاقا.
A fitting recompense.
إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا.
They did not expect to be faced with the reckoning.
وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا.
And continuously denied our revelation.
وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا.
But we noted and recorded all.
فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا.
And we shall say, taste this, then the only increase you shall have is increase of torment.
إن للمتقين مفازا.
Verily, the God-fearing shall have a place of security.
حدائق وأعنابا.
Gardens and vineyards.
وكواعب أترابا.
And high-bosomed maidens of equal age for companions.
وكأسا دهاقا.
And a cup overflowing.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا.
There they shall hear no nonsense nor any falsehood.
جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا.
Such is the recompense of your Lord, a truly sufficient gift.
رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا.
Lord of the heavens and earth and all that lies between them, the all-merciful with whom they have no power to speak.
يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا.
On that day, when the spirit and the angels stand in ranks, they shall not speak save him to whom all merciful has given leave, and who shall say what is right.
ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا.
That day is a certainty. Let him who will seek a way back to his Lord.
إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا. يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
We have forewarned you of an imminent scourge on the day when a man will look on what his hands have forwarded, and the disbeliever will cry, would that I were dust. Would that I were dust. Now, let's listen to a brief explanation of these verses. Throughout ages, the disbelievers were skeptical of the day of resurrection or the day of judgment. They used to argue with the believers about it. For them, it sounded very strange. They didn't want to believe in it. That's why Almighty Allah said, about what are they asking? About the fateful tiding, meaning the day of judgment? That day, they are at variance. Indeed, they will know. Meaning when the day will happen, when the day will come. Almighty Allah repeated the same verse twice. Indeed they will know. Indeed they will know. To confirm the meaning for them, Allah used three different forms of emphasizing the meaning. First, he repeated the same verse twice. Second, he used the word nay, meaning definitely it will happen, followed by the word indeed.
كلا
كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون.
Then Almighty Allah addressed their minds to urge them to think. He reminded them of His ability and how He spread the earth and leveled it and how He raised the mountains. He also reminded them how He created them in pairs.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا.
Then he continued reminding them in a very beautiful style that addresses their minds and their hearts. He talked about his creation that is seen by naked eyes, that shows his might and power. He talked about the day and the night, the skies and the earth, the rain and the trees, the sun and the planets. All these are signs and evidences that show that everything is created for a specific purpose. Consequently, there will be a resurrection and there will be reckoning. Therefore, he stated it clearly, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا. Certainly, the day of decision, the day of resurrection is already fixed. Then Allah continues describing some details of that day, when the trumpet is blown and the people will come from their graves in crowds and the heaven itself will open and become gates. The day of resurrection, the mountains will move, they will fly and they will become like a mirage. On that day, hellfire will be ready, ready for those who were transgressors in life and those who did not believe. There in hellfire, they will live forever, tasting no coolness nor cold drink. Even when they drink boiling fluid and eat decaying filth. The listener or the reader of the verses feels disgusted and fearful of hellfire. This is a fitting recompense for those who did not believe that there is reckoning in the Day of Judgment, for those who continually denied the signs and the evidence that there is no God except Almighty Allah. Then Allah reminds us that He recorded and noted everything. Consequently, the disbelievers deserve to taste such severe torment. On the other hand, Allah shows us how the people who believed in Him and worshipped Him alone will be in peace and security. For them, paradise is prepared to welcome them. Then they will find everything they love and they wish and they want. They will find beautiful gardens, tasty fruits, beautiful women, nice foods, and excellent drinks. Therein, they will never hear nonsense nor any falsehood, as they used to hear from the disbelievers in this life. This is their reward from Allah, the Lord of heavens and earth. Finally, Allah assures that those who used to deny and question the day of judgment, will definitely confess that is a certainty, that this day is a certainty. Then Allah reminds every human being that He, glory to Him, forewarned us of imminent torture. On that day, when everyone sees what he or she has done, and on that day, the disbeliever will cry, I wish I were dust. I wish I were dust. I wish I were not a human being suffering such torture. My dear audience, this is a quick and brief explanation of chapter 78, known as An-Naba, or the tiding. I hope you understood it and you got some lessons for yourself.
Brothers and sisters, the question now is, how can anyone become a Muslim?
Finally, I ask Allah to guide us all to the truth and to protect us from hellfire. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.